Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, every year it happens. We go through the winter and we keep waiting and waiting for spring to come. And March comes and April comes and we get one or two more snows and pretty soon the robins show up and the flowers bust out and everything starts to bloom and the weather gets absolutely incredible. Enjoyable. As a matter of fact, sometimes you have trouble being inside of your office or your business because you want to be outside. But you know what else it is? It's time to spring clean your business. Yes, it is. Look around your office. Look around and see the environment you're in. You know, chances are, over the last year, you've accumulated a lot of paper, a lot of things in files that you don't need. You know, it's even beneficial to move your desk from one place to another, to have your employees move things around in their office, to shake things up, to make them look better. And we need to do spring cleaning in our business in so many different ways. Our file cabinets, our desk, our marketing, our websites, how we approach things. Sitting down with our employees and say, okay, what do we need to change? It's springtime. New life, new things are happening, new developments. We don't want to stay the same. As I always say, the competition's nipping at our heels. It's time for spring cleaning. It's time to look around. And to do that, we need to open our eyes up. You know, when we go to the same place every single day and we show up, pretty soon we don't start to see what we need to see. Everything becomes wallpaper. That pile of paper sitting over there in the corner, it's been sitting there for months. We don't see it. The changes that we need to make because we're so busy all day just trying to get it done, we don't see it. We don't get above it and look down and say, what do we need to do? And it's really important to do that. You are the leader. You are the person that makes everything work. If you don't start talking about spring cleaning the business and getting things done and making them happen, nobody's going to talk about it. They're going to go along and they're going to do the same thing they've done every single day. We can't have that. New thinking, new ideas, taking the old ideas and making those ideas stronger, getting rid of what we need to get rid of. Every business has things that need to be gotten rid of. Ideas, old marketing materials. We may even have a few customers or clients we need to get rid of because we're not serving them well anymore and they're not serving us anymore. You know, I was just looking at a prospect list the other day and people that they do business with, and fully one-third of the customers that they're doing business with, they probably shouldn't be doing business with. They're not profitable. They're just taking up time. So we don't want to do anything that's going to cost this business, ruin our reputation, but you need to really look at your customers and you have to say, how can we increase the business with these customers? Here is one-third of our customers that we're not serving well. We need to cut them loose so that they can get served well, and that'll give us time to find new customers. I want you to think about new ideas. I want you to blossom forward as a business person. Spring cleaning is the word of the week. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.